Aircheckdownloads.com.
Listen live on the BBC Sounds app. The Radio 2 Breakfast Show. With Gary Davis.
And a very good morning to you. How are you? It's Friday. Yay! Friday the 26th of November. Zoe's having a long weekend off. So, Gary Davis with you here till, today and on Monday as well. Did you know on this day in 1865, Charles Lutwidge Dodgson published Alice in Wonderland under the pseudonym of Lewis Carroll? And also today in 1942, Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart, premiered in Hollywood. It won the Best Picture Oscar the following year. What a wonderful day it is to be alive. Kicking off with a little bit of Stevie Wonder. What a tune, what a tune. Stevie Wonder, I wish. You made it to Friday. It's okay, you can make a wish. Go on, what was it going to be? Whatever wish you want, I'll grant it for you. maybe not. I retract that statement. 6:36. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 2. Morning, Gary. We're on our way down south to see parents, grandparents for the weekend. We've been up since 4:30 a.m. driving through the pouring rain. Thank you for creating the soundtrack to our five-hour drive. Wishing all your listeners a fabulous weekend from Ali and Derbs and Evie and Isla and Nizzy, our gorgeous Bulgarian rescue puppy. Currently in North Yorkshire, but heading for Sussex. Safe journeys, guys. So what are you up to this morning? Let me know. You can text me at 88291. You can also email me, gary.davis@bbc.co.uk. Or you can WhatsApp me. Yeah. Add 08000-288-291 to your contacts. And then you can send me a message. Or even better, a little voice note. We love voice notes. So let's see who we got around us this morning. Well, Rosina is in charge. She's there with Flo. We got studio manager John. My favourite newsreader with us this morning, Claire Runacres.
Gary, that's lovely. Thank you.
Good morning, Claire. How are
you? My favourite Friday person. How are you doing, Gary?
Oh, bless you. Yeah, I'm doing good, considering I didn't get much sleep and I'm up early.
Oh, always the way with these shifts.
So far, so good. And we have the one and only Richie Anderson.
Ooh, Gary Davis, it's Friday.
Ooh, Richie Anderson, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Love the Drag Race final last night. Ready for the weekend.
Oh, tell me what happened. I missed it.
Okay, I won't give the results away, but there was...
I thought it was a shock result.
Yeah, it was a shock result, but it was great. The whole series has been great.
Three deserved finalists, I have to say. So yeah. It didn't matter who won, but it wasn't the one I had my money on.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, really? So it's going to be it was a controversial decision then?
Well, not so much controversial, because they were all good, but it's one of those moments, you know, when the winner's revealed and you go, yeah. And your jaw hits the floor.
That was me too, yeah. Anyway, congratulations to them all. It was a great series. Really enjoyed it.
Saw pictures of you doing Pointless earlier in the week, Richie.
Oh, you know me, Gary. Get where water wouldn't.
Yeah. How'd you get on?
Well, I can't give the results away, but you know, because you've done Pointless before, haven't you?
Do you know, I filmed one with OJ during lockdown.
Did you? So we don't know the result of that yet?
No. Well, I don't know whether
Has it gone out, Gary? Well, was it that bad?
starting on me already. At least let me get warmed up into the show.
Sorry, Gary.
Yeah, I've no idea.
They're saving it for Christmas Day. It's a good one.
Maybe it's going to come out after yours, Richie.
But you know, I feel like they've filmed so many Pointless that you forget about it. And then you'll be sat there in like 2028 and you'll pop up with OJ and be like, oh, that was the one.
Yeah. But you weren't first out.
Do you know what? I can't say anything.
He's sworn to secrecy. Listen, he looked very happy when he came in to work the other day, so I don't think he was the first out. No. That's my guess.
I can't say anything.
He's still grinning. Can you hear?
Listen, lovely to have you with us this morning, guys, and we will chat more, no doubt, in a little while. 6:39's Ed Sheeran.
This is a dark parade.
Ed Sheeran. Overpass Graffiti. He's written songs for Westlife on their new album. Westlife are going to be live on the show today. Performing live. Joss Stone's going to be here as well. And he's releasing a Christmas record with Sir Elton John. Yeah. I love the publicity shot of Ed in a Santa dress standing next to Sir Elton for the release of that Christmas single. And Sir Elton John has just announced today that as part of his Yellow Brick Road tour, I think it is, his final tour, he's going to play Vicarage Road, which makes a lot of sense. Morning, Gary. There's a very small mouse under my kitchen table, currently being guarded by my crack team of one-year-old cats, Bodie and Doyle, named after the professionals. Yeah, you can guess how old I am. that's from Imogen in Norwich. And morning, Gary. Been awake for 3 hours already after seeing my eldest daughter, Sophia, off to the airport to attend an open day at her first choice university in Farmers Cornwall. We live in Spain and she's super excited to visit home again. We always try to listen on the BBC Sounds app. It's great when you listen on the BBC Sounds app because you can pause me. And then you can press play again. And you can rewind me. Or fast forward. I can't do those rewind or fast forwards, you notice. Anyway, it's always good when you listen on the BBC Sounds app. Have a great weekend. That's from Claire in Sevilla, España.
Listen to sounds of the 21st century.
Aircheckdownloads.com.